This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this environment of prepping, some are also buying firearms for the first time. Jonathan Levinson reports for the public media journalism project called Guns in America.
Many gun stores across the country aren't affected by stay-at-home orders that are forcing some to close shop. In Oregon, they're open for business. At the gun room in southeast Portland, owner Sean Lacasse says on a recent weekend, people were buying so many guns, the Oregon State Police background check system couldn't keep up.
So the whole state was slammed.
At one point, when coronavirus fears started to set in, it was taking up to 2 hours for a background check to purchase a gun. Normally, it takes about 10 minutes. Since February 1st, the Oregon State Police reported a 43% increase in background checks over the same time last year. Nationwide, background checks in March were up 41%, according to the FBI. What are people afraid of?
Everything. They're buying guns and ammunition so they can go home and sit on their couch and they can defend their stash of toilet paper from the pending apocalypse.
Out in front of the gun room, Tammy is one of the many first-time gun buyers. She says she bought a taser, some mace.
And I purchased a gun, a Smith & Wesson revolver, 38 Special.
Tammy didn't want to use her last name. She's a nurse and a single mom. She bought her first handgun because she says she's afraid of how people are going to react in the coming weeks. Tammy says loving each other is important in crises like this.
But there are members of the society that's not the direction they go.
Some gun experts, though, are more concerned about mental health and domestic violence while people are stuck at home. Shelter in place may be the best way to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but it's not the safest option for women who are in abusive relationships, says University of Pennsylvania professor Susan Sorensen.
And it's particularly not a safe option for women who are being abused by someone who has a gun.
Sorensen also says having a gun in the home increases the risk of suicide.
Because we know a lot of suicides are impulsive. They're done in a moment of despondency, despair.
And she says the risk of suicide is highest in the first 6 weeks after somebody purchases a gun. In Portland, Oregon, I'm Jonathan Levinson for Marketplace.